I'm Sean Vanderpool with GLA Realty, and I'm a commercial real estate agent who represents clients who want to buy, sell, or lease commercial properties and or land. I can also help clients that wish to sell their business. If your home office is becoming a nuisance, you want to use a lump sum of money for an investment, or if you're just ready to make your dream a reality, call me before you call that number on the sign. They represent their client and are not looking out for you. Call 281-713-0832 or go to www.thelventerpool.com and let me help you find a place for your vision to profit. Welcome to this week's episode of Denim and Blazers. I'm with Ms. Sakia Bennett of Go Metro Houston Property Management. How are you doing today?
Blessed by the best. How are you?
The same. That's so awesome. I love your spirit. So what do you do?
So basically, I have a second chance leasing property management company. So I pretty much help clients that have issues and that's hindering them, whether it be credit or evictions. I can get them in a property for a year or two lease while they're working on their credit. Okay. And then sell them a home, ultimately.
Right, right. Do you, like most of the time, I know in the past I've told people sometime when you have situations like that, you might have to be prepared to pay a double deposit or anything like that. Is that like the normal way it works, or what would
pretty much? So you're basically paying a double deposit plus your first month's rent upon move-in. And that pretty much, you know, just lets the landlord know, the owner know that, hey, I'm capable of paying where I live while I work on my credit, and then, you know, get me in a better situation. So I'm willing to pay a double deposit because of my past issues.
Right. That's cool. Giving people second chances. Life happens to some people, you know, well, to most people.
Everybody has had issues in life.
Yeah. So it's cool to even have a setup where you have that type of network and to just have that flow going where you can help people with that. What caused you to get started with it?
Actually, I was working for another company that had that does the same thing, and I've always been an entrepreneur. I used to do nails. I'm a licensed nail tech. However, real estate has consumed that, so I haven't touched a nail brush in a couple of years now. I've always been, you know, like a person that likes to help people and cater to people. So the company working for a phenomenal company I was working for, he gave me an opportunity. The guy, the company gave me an opportunity and didn't know anything about real estate, like nothing. And so I loved it. And I worked for that company for 3 years, and I was like, okay, I'm ready to advance. I'm ready to evolve. And went out stepped out on faith. And here I am 2 years later with Go Metro Properties.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. I honestly think I actually still have my license for doing hair. Sometimes I think just being in that world, you interact with people so much, and you
have to be a
person. Yeah, counselor.
Everything. I'm a therapist to so many people, and I be like, when it comes to me, I'm like, okay, Sakia, now you go see a therapist.
What did I say? What was that advice I gave? I get it. But I do think real estate is a natural flow from that, just as far as helping people, the interaction, and the trust that you build with the relationships with people that you
have. Gosh, I build so many relationships. And then it's crazy because, you know, like I've dealt with doctors and dentists, and, you know, just because they're accredited, they have a hiccup, but they have you know, so it's just phenomenal how I can help the people that I can help. I love it. Like I get overjoyed. It's not even about the money. Yes, it's my passion, But it's more so being able to get the people the help that they need so they won't be in the streets or homeless or having to live with another family member.
Right. And that's a big thing. And that relieves a lot of stress, because then even with like someone like myself, I sell real estate, but that's not necessarily my niche. So it's cool to have someone like you that I can refer people to if I can't help them. So that's great.
Network is awesome.
Yeah. What are two major lessons you've learned since you've been doing this?
First one is definitely work. It's more than a typical 9-to-5. You're actually doing more work than a 9-to-5. And it's definitely not for, you know, and I don't like to use the word weak, but it's not for the weak-minded, you know, it's not. So if you want something, it's attainable. You have to put in the work behind it. Mm-hmm. And then also I've learned just being in the real estate world and entrepreneurship that in order to enjoy the fruits of your labor, you have to work, build, and then sit back and enjoy the fruits. Like right now, it's crazy with this pandemic. I have been extremely busy, but I know come the end of the year when the holidays come, I'm going to be able to sit back and enjoy it with my family and not have to be working like I'm working now. So
yes. That's pipeline. And when it starts flowing, you got to stick with it. And then enjoy the break.
You have to stick with it.
Yes, you got to stick with it. Well, what are the ways that people can get in contact with you?
Especially I am on Facebook. You can always go to Facebook. Second Chance Leasing Queen is my Facebook link. And then I'm also on Instagram under Sakia Bennett. I'm not a big marketer at all. I think I planted my seeds early in. So now all my business is literally referral or repeat business. I barely market.
That's great.
So it's a God blessing. Like, honest, like everybody that comes. I closed this month alone. Last week, I closed 8 deals.
Yeah, I was going to say, I saw your post. I was like,
8 deals last week. 8 deals. And I'm just like so overjoyed because I'm just like, wow. So in every single client that came to me last week was from word of mouth. People trusted me that much that they're sending everybody that they know.
Yeah. And you really offer something that everybody don't do, you know? And I can say that even for myself. I can lead you to a certain point, but it gets too complicated. I'm referring to you.
I love referrals.
Great.
And I pay referrals.
Yeah, she does. Other realtors, you keep that in mind. Yeah, so I appreciate you taking the time to come on with me. I see you on the move right now.
Always.
Great.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
No worries. You know, I love supporting business to business and just supporting each other, you know? I think
that's how we can make the world evolve is by supporting one another.
Yes. Well, it was great talking to you. You be careful and have fun while you out there in the streets making your money.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
We're here at the park talking to real people about how much of a down payment is required to buy a home. So I just have a couple of questions for you guys. First of all, are you homeowners?
I'm not. That's my fiance.
I am. No.
I am, yeah.
No.
Are you homeowners?
Yes.
As far as you understand, what is the current down payment required to buy a home?
It just depends on who you go with, really.
Probably 20 to 30%.
I don't even know.
No idea?
I have none.
$1,200?
5% of the mortgage amount.
I think it's 10%, right?
What is the current down payment required to buy a home?
10% down is the lowest.
Like 10%?
Depends on the kind of loan,
yes.
Right?
I don't even know what the current down payment would be.
$5,000.
20%?
20% or better if you can do it.
20%?
20%?
I mean 10 to 20%.
20% is usually what is required to get a home in the Bay Area where I live.
My understanding is 20%. That's what I put down. So.
I think the standard down payment is 20%.
There seems to be some confusion, so let's just clear things up. 87% of non-homeowners believe a down payment of 10 to 20% is required to purchase a house. But there are several programs which require a much smaller down payment, even as low as 3%. Homeownership might be more in reach than you think. Check with your real estate agent and Academy loan officer to find out how much or how little you need to put down to get into a house of your own.
Also an independent consultant with Paparazzi Accessories. I sell $5 jewelry. That's right, $5 jewelry. All of our jewelry is lead and nickel free. All of our necklace sets come with matching earrings. I also sell rings, bracelets, anklets, additional earrings, men's jewelry, unisex jewelry, as well as kids' jewelry. If you are looking to purchase with me, you can find me on Facebook every Monday and Thursday at 8 p.m. You can also shop my website at www.dominiquesjewelrycloset.com. Are you looking to make some extra money? Maybe you need a tax break. If so, join my team and earn that extra money. You can join for as little as $99 and in return will have $175 worth of jewelry to profit from, as well as a free website. So if you're interested, look me up on Facebook, Nicole Randall or Dominique's Jewelry Closet. Thank you.